you know that if you don't talk, you're never gonna see him at school. And you know you're not social unless somebody's actually cool. And yeah, I just knew if an obsession with you is the worst thing I do.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Olean. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
Okay, kids, the car's backed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our home neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still-life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m., and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
watching the game from your brother's cheek. Your smile, miles wide. And it was not an invitation. Should have kissed you anyway. Everything look cheap. Have fun. It's prom. Wilted corsage dangles from my wrist. Over his shoulder, I'll catch a glimpse and see. Your ex off. Lately we've been good. Seeing friends is safe. Doesn't mean you should. Don't make it awkward in second period. Might take your ex off. Lately we've been good. Seeing friends is safe. Doesn't mean you should. When I left school, I lost track of you. Abigail called me with the bad news. Goodbye. And we'll never know why. It was not.
Hey kids, it's Woody. 90.9 FM WONY. Alumni Weekend 2026 back here in Oneonta, New York. Woody here with Donna and the whole cast of characters to rock your world for the next hour. Keep it locked, we got it. 90.9 FM WONY.
Yeah.
Oneonta, baby. Weekend 2026, the first song I have always played to open up a radio show. Hey kids, my name is Woody, class of 1999, here with Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
So this year for our show, we're going to do the same thing we've done the last couple, and through music, share with you what we've done with ourselves for the last year. Guns N' Roses is always going to kick it off, but we've seen a lot of Broadway shows, we've seen a lot of rock shows. We're going to share some of those with you. Where are we going first?
Well, we saw a surprisingly good show that wasn't Guns N' Roses, but a Guns N' Roses cover band from Long Island called Appetite for Destruction. We saw them at the Paramount, and we were pleasantly surprised at how good they were.
So that was fun.
Yes.
Not only going there, we're going to see Guns N' Roses this year coming up, Hershey Park.
Yes, in July. I've never seen them live, so I'm excited for that.
I almost wonder if the cover band at the Paramount may not be better.
I'm wondering. I heard Axl comes late to all the shows.
He comes late. He's pickled. He's toured for decades at this point. I can't expect him to last forever. So, all right. That's what we're starting the show with. And this is going to be a mishmash this next hour of, I'm sitting here wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt. And we also do a lot of Broadway. So
Yes. If
you don't know what's next, stay tuned. You're going to find out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Where are we going next with this thing?
The next one is a show that you didn't know anything about before we went. And I said, you're just going to enjoy it. And you did.
And I did. The Book of Mormon is we're going to go next. This one is called Hello, because we're, welcoming everybody to the show. So hello. Hello. Glad that you're all here. Let's play it. 90.9.
My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now in this nifty book. It's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Hola.
Me llamo Elder White. This book gives you the secret to eternal life. Eternal life.
Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks. Oh, well. Goodbye.
Hey, now. You simply won't believe how much this book will change your life. This book will change your life. This book will change your life.
You like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus!
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue.
Change your life. The Book of Mormon.
WONY. Taking it to Broadway after we talked about some Long Island. There'll be a lot more Long Island to talk about. We spoke about the Paramount. Of course, one of the other great places to go on an adventure and to see a show on Long Island is
Jones Beach.
And we saw a couple of wonderful shows there this past year. Well, Live and Collective Soul is one of the shows that we saw. We have a lineup this year coming up, too.
We did a lot of 90s last year.
Well, listen, graduated college in 1999. As far as I'm concerned, when that year ended, they stopped making new music, at least good music. So a couple of shows that we saw was Live and Collective Soul was one of them in particular. And tell me about why we chose Pain Lies on the Riverside from Live.
Oh, that's been on my personal playlist a little bit more this past couple of months. I started, for the first time in 30 years, I don't know if anybody cares, but for the first time in 30 years, I decided I think I should exercise. So I bought a treadmill and I started making a playlist for it. And all the music that was coming on the playlist was like disco stuff and like club stuff. And that's not really my vibe. And I said, how do I get like running songs that are a little more rock. And I came across Pain Lies on the Riverside, and that's one of my favorite running songs.
It's crazy how our interests in music have crossed and cross-contaminated each other's radios. The radio in my car used to be all heavy metal, death metal, thrash metal, hard stuff. Anything where you're, listen, I got my ponytail out today. I've already been headbanging. There's more of that coming. And you were definitely the softer side of, oh, okay, that's more civilized. And now our music kind of crosses paths at that time. So, mm-hmm. The fact that I got Live on your playlist and you're running around to that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Nobody came here to listen to us. They came here to listen to my music. It's Live on the world famous W. Oh, my God, NY.
Put your hand in the water. Come on.
90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. That is live. One of the shows you used to do was Morning Wood with Woody. I mean, that was my fraternity name and my college radio name. And when I walk around these towns, I still like to be known as Woody, which is fantastic. So did Morning Wood with Woody. We also did the Friday Afternoon Happy Hour. That was called Request Show live from downtown. Man, I had a lot of fun here on the radio. Still having a lot of fun here on the radio. Collective Soul. You can take the DJ out of the radio. You can't take the radio out of the DJ. Man, it's great to be back here at WONY Oneonta, sitting in Studio A on a Saturday morning. It's Woody hanging out with Donna, and we're taking you through a ride through our past year of all the shows and different things we've seen. So, all right, that was a Jones Beach Collective Soul and Live combo there. We're going to go back to the city now for
Hugh Jackman Live.
Hugh Jackman, this is a great show. What can we say about this one, besides the fact that you take one man that can...
He's just a consummate performer. Like, he can do anything, and just with so much charisma. He's not even that amazing of a singer. He's a performer, you know?
He owns the stage.
Yeah.
I always thought that I sounded bigger than life on the radio, but I mean, who doesn't? You get a microphone and you start feeling good about yourself. He just looks and feels good and he is good.
Yeah, he's a wonderful singer, but that's not why he is Hugh Jackman. You know, it's the stage presence for sure.
It's the what are we going to get? What are we going to see next? What are we going to hear next? And that's kind of what this show is this morning a little bit. It's the greatest show in Oneonta this morning anyway. I think it might be the only one in Oneonta, but it makes it a low bar to come up from. So, okay. So we're going to play this one. Anything else we have to say about this? Other than the fact it's a wonderful song.
Nope. Hit
here
it.
Here we go. Greatest show. Hugh Jackman on WONY.
This is the moment you've waited for. Been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flying open. Picture in the pool.
Welcome to the greatest show on the radio here in Oneonta, New York. This morning, 90.9 FMW. Oh, my God, NY. It's good to be back here. All right, so Donna and I are taking you through our journey of the past year of all the shows and different things that we've seen and saw and more to come. All right, next one is we're going to go to movies next.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was fantastic. First of all, we see a whole lot of movies.
We see a lot of movies because of the Regal. I don't know what they even call it, but we have the, like, all-you-can-see movie thing, which is super fun. We see a lot of movies, and we take my daughter to a lot of movies. I don't think she watches any of them. I think she's there for the popcorn.
She's there for the popcorn, the soda, and to just be with the, just us.
Yes, I think so.
She enjoys the vibe. So,
but I think New Year's Day we went to see this. And, of course, I wanted to see it because Hugh Jackman was in it. And I had read good things about it. And Jonathan was very surprised, actually, at the topic
from
of the movie.
The very opening scene. And for those that don't know, I'll share something very personal with you. I mean, I've been sober now for over 14 years and very active in my recovery, as a matter of fact. I had my very first drink here in Oneonta, my very first bong hit here in Oneonta. That went on for quite a long time. But since 2011, I've been clean and sober. So this show actually opened up with a scene at an AA meeting. I had no idea that recovery was going to be such a overshadowing theme through the entire movie. So it caught my attention right away. It's one of those stories of, you know, the farther you fall, the higher you can rise, and you see the successes and failures all the way through. You know, so this the show we're referring to, first of all, is Song Sung Blue. Song Sung Blue, everyone has one, right? We've all had good times, bad times, try to, you know, make the good times last a little longer. So there was certainly that part of it, which is important for me and my own personal growth and my own life to see that and really enjoy the movie for that reason. But the song we're going to play is actually Cracklin' Rosie.
Which you're going to sing karaoke soon, I think.
Oh, we're going to be singing that tonight. So we just played the greatest show. This is the greatest show on the radio this morning. The greatest show in Oneonta this afternoon for everyone that is here for WONY Alumni Weekend. Well, the current students and, of course, all the alumni that are here. Well, we're going to do a couple of things tonight. We are going to be singing karaoke, which last year was a big hit. Probably be just as big a hit, if not longer, this year. Looking forward to that. No one here is shy. Give people around here a microphone and, you know, here we are. but also, there's going to be a huge game tonight. A Kahoot was put together. Donna spent literally hours putting together Kahoot. How do I explain what Kahoot is? It's a trivia game.
It's trivia. You use your device to answer the questions. I think they probably know.
It's not even the first to answer. It's the fastest to answer and to get it right. And we have everything from music-related categories to radio station-related categories. There's baby pictures of some of the old DJs. I mean, this is going to be a whole lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of trivia and prizes and cookies and rainbow cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun tonight. So, yeah, this weekend is more than just coming up here for an hour, getting back on the air, which is a big part of it. But there's a whole lot of fellowship and camaraderie where across multiple generations, we've all gotten to be real friendly and follow each other around with life. So it's great to be part of. Anyway, karaoke later, Cracklin' Rosie now on 90.9 FM WONY. Glad that you're all listening. Keep it locked.
Lord, don't you know I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Love my rosy child, you got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, play it now. For an hour, that's all right.
'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child.
You got the way to make me happy.
You and me will go in style. Cragglin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cragglin' Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, it's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Neil Diamond on a Saturday morning here in Oneonta, 90.9 FM, WONY, taking you through a journey of our past year. Glad you're along for the ride. Story of my life is going to be next. This is Social Distortion. Just to keep it real, I need some rock on the WONY Woody radio show. Glad you're here. Social D on the world famous WONY. 90.9 FM WONY, Social D, story of my life. And that is the story of my life, which, beautifully enough, has become the story of our life. Not just over the last year, the last few years, Donna. So we're going to tell you about a bunch of journeys that we've been on recently.
So one of the really fun ones this year that we did was a present that I bought for you for Christmas, called Guess Where Trips, which is a really cool thing. If you've never heard of it, you can buy it online and they send you a box. And in the box are these envelopes that tell you, you pick a region. So we picked Hudson Valley because we both like waterfalls and light hiking, seeing nice things. And so they send you these envelopes and you don't open them until the day of your trip. You get in the car, you know generally that you're going up to the Hudson Valley, for example, and it tells you where to go. And you don't know where you're going before you leave. And so it was super fun, super interesting. We went up to a waterfall. I forget where else we went, because the most fun part of the whole trip was that we realized that we were in the vicinity of Neil. And I don't know if he has a radio name or what, if people know him that way, but Neil was also on the radio. He's here for the Alumni Weekend as well. And we met up with Neil and had lunch and went to an apple orchard and had just a wonderful time. And so you never know where these journeys are going to lead you. When Guess Where Trips started.
Deeper than that. I mean, so for the little backstory on Neil, I ran the WONY Alumni Weekend from when I graduated in 1999 for 10, 12 years, probably something like that, a long time. And I took it over, literally, from Neil. Took it over. He didn't hand it over to me graciously. I said, "You're done. I'm taking it now." His time had expired. And he and I didn't always see eye to eye, but we grew to be really, really good friends to this day. So, like
Don
was saying,
he's been there for you in some difficult moments.
Yes. You know, we all talk about the ups and downs. And I guess during COVID in particular, I had a real down moment where I was in my apartment all by myself in Jersey when I still lived out there. And, you know, a bunch of the WONY folks rallied for me and got me on a Zoom call and, you know, we had some deep conversations. So we've seen each other through the good, the bad, and now the wonderful. So, yeah, while we were on this trip, you know, like, "Hey, doesn't Neil live up here?" So we called him. He's like, "Don't move." We're at the diner. He came running over and, you know, we ended up getting apple cider and learned about his pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of the many journeys that we've been on.
We've been on a couple of really great road trips, including even the drive up here this weekend.
The drive up here this weekend. Before we go there, we just finished spring break, drove down to Florida to visit my parents. I mean, that was a long drive. So, oh, I should mention, too, so last time I was on the air last year, I was still working in human resources as a recruiter and account manager. I had done that for, well, the last company, 18 years, for a long time. I was hiring people and fulfilling job placements and, well, technology, AI, an offshore team took over that career, left me literally high and dry with nothing. I was kind of like, what am I supposed to do with myself now? You got to recreate yourself. So I did. Longer story short, I pursued, well, I was driving Uber. I still like doing my Ubering on the side as a side hustle. And I had to step it up to a full-time gig while I was in between trying to figure out what's next. Realized I really enjoyed the whole driving, the whole Long Island thing, driving Long Island. So I pursued getting my CDL license and, well, now I'm a school bus driver. So, yeah, those have been playing along at home long enough. Now, when I graduated, I actually started working with Shadow and Metro Traffic, and I flew in a news helicopter. I actually did the news helicopter thing for a couple of years out of school. Then I went into HR, and now I'm driving a school bus. So I'm from reporting of the traffic over the roads. Now I am on the roads being the traffic, school bus driving. So anyway, this big epic road adventure down to Florida, drove down there and back. Took Charlie with us. That was a lot of fun. Spent time with my parents. So that in itself was a big journey.
Mm-hmm.
But now leading into the journey that we had coming up here to Oneonta this time, tell them about our scenic overlook. What happened over? What happened?
You tell them.
All right. So there's a scenic overlook on Route 23. I've always come up the same way from downstate. Come up the New York State Thruway to exit 21, get off on Route 23 and go west. You pass the McDonald's, which is like 20 minutes off the highway. And then 13 minutes later, there's a scenic overlook. Apparently, you see five states from there. And I've stopped at the scenic overlook every single time. Every single time. I've never missed one since I was a student here in the 90s, all the way through everything. Been up here with my daughter when she was a little kid. I've been up here when I was still active in addiction. I would stop there and
you know, drinking drug at that spot. I've been in there in recovery by myself, just appreciating the beauty of the spot and the serenity prayer and making the phone call to some friends. I've been there through a whole lot of different growing things through my life. It's quite a spot personally for me. This year coming up there, we stopped because we knew we were going to stop there anyway. And what happened when we stopped there this time, Donna?
You asked me a question.
I asked you a question. What did you say?
I said yes.
You said yes. So my girlfriend the last couple of years is no longer my girlfriend. Donna's now my fiance, which is wonderful to be able to say. And it was a wonderful spot to be able to propose and add more memories to our journey. A lot of journeys we've had, and a lot more journeys to have still to come.
Mm-hmm.
More shows to see, more places to go, and things to do. So, all right, that brings us to one of our last songs for the day, because it's going to be close to the top of the hour. Let's get right into it. Life is a Highway is what we're going to play next. Life is a Highway, and
into
this was playing loud and strong on the radio on the way up to Orleans in New York this weekend. Glad you're with us. Good luck.
Like a river that you travel on, when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. From all
WONY Alumni Weekend 2026. Glad that you were able to come on this journey of thousands of miles with us, and look forward to coming back next year, because this is a wonderful event that we've been coming to for year after year, and look forward to a whole lot more of them. It's wonderful to see that our alumni still keep the station going strong. So I will close out, as always, with Metallica. Enter Sandman, because we're going to close our eyes and, I don't know, get out of here. Anyway, 90.9 FM, WONY. I want to thank Donna one more time for taking an epic road trip with me this weekend. My fiance, Donna, that's so much fun to say. Metallica taking us out, as always. One more year in the books. Glad to be part of such a wonderful alumni weekend. Coming up this evening, we have karaoke and kahoot and a whole lot of fellowship. So keep it locked where you got it. Great DJs all day long here on 90.9 FM, WONY.